This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanue. No justice, no peace. It's a chant we've heard frequently from demonstrators since the death of Michael Brown. But what does the justice protesters are calling for look like? St. Louis Public Radio's Emmanuel Berry reports that what defines a success for this movement depends on who you talk to.
Brittany Farrell loves nursing.
Having the ability to touch someone's life, whether they just came into this world or whether they're exiting this world, that means a lot to me.
But recently, Farrell took a break from her final year of nursing school to do this.
No peace, no racism, no peace.
After tensions erupted in Ferguson, Farrell joined Millennial Activists United, a local grassroots organization formed following Michael Brown's death. She said she delayed her education to fight for justice, a justice, Farrell says, goes beyond an indictment.
The indictment doesn't mean anything if there are always going to be Darren Wilsons out here and Black lives are going to continue to not matter. You know, there's still a lot of back work that needs to be done. There are a lot of demands that need to be met.
So many demands that St. Louis University law professor Justin Hansford is compiling them into a website, thedemands.org. The list includes
Demand 1, political accountability for the death of Mike Brown. And so you see, that's the first demand. Truth and Reconciliation Commission on structural and systematic inequalities in Missouri. This demand, I think, is one of the demands that for end over policing and end the criminalization of poverty. And I think both the Arch City. Then the final one here is to pass national end racial profiling legislation.
Most of the demands are concrete policy measures that impact accountability on both local and national levels. Hansford says legislative action is needed to ensure justice.
If you ask yourself the question what justice looks like, it can't just mean getting a conviction for this one individual, Darren Wilson. It has to mean something that will affect the lives of all the youth.
The call for policy solutions was echoed nationwide as people across the country converged in St. Louis this weekend for Ferguson October, a series of rallies and marches. For some visitors, like Jenny Herman, their vision of justice cannot be neatly wrapped into a list of political demands.
This movement doesn't stop here in Ferguson. It doesn't stop at my school. It doesn't stop in America. It can't.
Herman drove from Columbia, Missouri to attend demonstrations this weekend. She says that one of the issues that needs to be resolved is hatred.
The bigger issue is that one life can mean less than another life. It could be a race issue, a class issue, a gender issue, a sexuality issue. It can be anything. The injustice that we're seeing is hatred and the invalue of humanity. And so what we're standing for, at least what I'm standing for, is that all lives are worth the same.
As the definition for justice has expanded beyond an indictment, Hands Up United activist rapper Tef Poe says it's important not to lose sight of Michael Brown.
I think for a lot of us here in St. Louis on the ground, it'll always refer back to Michael Brown. Michael Brown's death created this current universe that we're living in.
But the current universe doesn't match Tef Poe's idea of what justice will look like in his ideal world.
It's this weird utopia of equality with, you know, everyone being able to participate in and enjoy the spoils of the world and the fruits of our society equally. And we're so far off from that, you know, we're like light years away from that. But that's what it looks like.
Tef Poe says it's something he knows he probably won't accomplish or see in his lifetime, but that doesn't mean he'll stop fighting for it. I'm Emmanuel Berry, St. Louis Public Radio.